1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. How did each candidate do in last night's presidential debate? ABC News political director Rick Klein says there are some numbers out about how people felt.
CNN did a poll of people that watched the debate last night, and it wasn't even close. 67%, a 2-to-1 margin. They saw that Donald Trump as the winner of the debate, although we should note about 80% of respondents said it had no impact on their vote.
A lot of analysis and everyday viewers say that Donald Trump repeated a long list of falsehoods while Joe Biden stumbled through the evening with a raspy voice. This morning, the U.S. Supreme Court will deliver more rulings from cases heard this term, yet to be decided whether Trump and other presidents should have absolute immunity from any actions taken while in office. 5 months after a grand jury was seated in Uvalde, Texas, it has returned criminal indictments against former police chief Pete Arredondo and one of his officers, stemming from their response to the mass shooting in 2022 that left 19 fourth graders and two teachers dead. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
7:30 Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families of Wisconsin State Prison inmates could get a chance to air their complaints and concerns at a public hearing of the State Assembly Corrections Committee. Representative Michael Schraw chairs the panel. He says lawmakers need to learn more about the deaths of inmates at the Waupun prison and the fatal attack on a Lincoln Hills youth prison counselor. Wildlife groups are back in court to challenge the process for Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Melissa Smith is with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife. She says the process gives hunting groups a lot of say and other Wisconsinites not so much.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
A judge dismissed another conservationist lawsuit earlier this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. New this morning, the Madison Police Department is holding a press conference to give updates on the three shootings in one weekend earlier this month. The killing of a man on Willie Street June 7th, the shooting at a rooftop party where at least 12 people were hurt, and the one on the east side June 9th where two people were shot. We'll be covering the press conference. It starts at 10, so stay tuned. And a Dane County favorite for families has a new president. Today is Tom Linfield's first day leading the Madison Children's Museum where he used to take his own kids.
He means joy. Accessibility for all, anyone who wants to come, parent, child, grandparent, the ability to come explore and play and accidentally learn while you're playing.
Linfield has been a longtime grant writer for the Madison Community Foundation, so he's had a hand in tons of nonprofit projects across the city. Retiring President Deb Gilpin will stay on for the next week or so to help in the transition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks add a big man to the roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks had plenty of offers to give up their spot in the second round of the NBA draft, but GM John Horst went ahead and picked 19-year-old Tyler Smith of Houston, a 6'11 forward who spent the past year competing in the G League.
I mean, during the first five games, we played overseas teams, so I mean, that was kind of hard. They're super aggressive, so I feel like that helped me by the time we played our first G League game. I had 22 points in my first G League game, so I mean, I feel like that prepared me.
Football, a federal jury has found the NFL overcharged TV customers for the Sunday ticket package and has ordered the league to pay a settlement of nearly $4 billion. The league will appeal. Baseball, Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. Pat Murphy asked about fans' reaction to roster changes.
The backup shortstop, backup third base.
Right? I think our fans, don't run down our fans. You know, I don't think that's fair.
I'm just telling you what I see on Twitter all the time.
All right, well, I don't look at Twizzler. Anyway.
Twizzler, that's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cloudy with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms today. Our high 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25. A few thunderstorms tonight, 67. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, 83. Then on Sunday, sunshine with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Friday edition of the Devil's Advocates. We're bringing sexy back, and we're rehashing the debate with our pal Joseph Ecke. Tune in, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
You were out there getting a chorus of questions about whether Biden should step down. Yeah. Do you think it's unfounded?
Well, I think it's unhelpful. And I think it's unnecessary. We've got to go in, we've got to keep our heads high. And as I say, we've got to have the back of this president. You don't turn your back because of one performance. What kind of party does that? It's been a masterclass. 15.6 million jobs. That's 8 times more than the last 3 Republican presidents combined. The only thing the last 3 Republican presidents have in common is recessions. Democrats deliver. This president has delivered. We need to deliver for him at this moment. With all due respect, the more time we start having these conversations go down these rabbit holes, it's unhelpful to our democracy, our fate and future of this country, the world. They need us right now to step up, and that's exactly what I intend to do.
Thank you, Gavin Newsom. That being said,
so how did it go last night?
How long have I been up? How long have I been up, Jody?
I got here
all night.
I got here at 4:05. So, and you were up.
Okay. See, I know, and I was thinking it might be Freaky Friday. Like, Chris would be all happy clappy, and I'd be like, no, it wasn't good.
No, it wasn't good at all. And I was afraid that I would have to come in here and lie all morning to prop you up.
No!
Oh, he did such a great job last night, Stephanie.
Listen, that's the difference on our side, you know, is we don't lie and spin. You know, it was not good. It was not good. The whole thing was awful. I mean, and it just, as we were saying, I guess he couldn't win. Jody and I, we've done the show. We were down here for 3 hours early.
So everybody missed the first hour?
Yes, everybody missed the first hour.
He couldn't win because he was sick. I think they should have rescheduled or canceled, but then they would have gone, he's too old. Oh, he's sick. Oh, he's, you know.
Couldn't have canceled.
Yeah.
They should have, like I said on Threads.
He obviously had no voice. Right. He was obviously not feeling well.
They should have managed expectations beforehand instead of sending out a tweet or sending out a text to pundits and reporters a half hour after the debate saying, he had a cold. That's why he sounded like that.
Yeah.
They should have said it beforehand.
I mean, so here's the thing. I think we all need to take a breath. We need to breathe. Because I think, like I said to Jody, Chris, like, part of this is a perfect storm because, there's a lot of historical precedent. Mm-hmm. Obama bombed in his first debate with Mitt Romney. There's a lot of, incumbent presidents that had a horrible first debate, went back to win. It's just a perfect storm of that he is old, that was already the concern, and that, let's face it, Democrats are prone to bedwetting and hand-wringing. And so, yes, the words panic and crisis are being, bandied about this morning. Amy Siskin, a lot of, interesting thoughts on Threads and Twitter. She said, take away from those speaking to focus groups of independents seems to be that Biden did not do so well, but also that Trump did not win. Let's see where the dust settles in the coming days. you know, because people are saying there's a pundit class and then there's like what regular people thought. And some of the, I was surprised even by some of these polls, about, you know, the flash polls they do of undecided voters. Poll was taken of 15 undecided voters in a battleground state that Trump won in 2020. Biden won 7, Trump won 7, undecided 1. I mean, I, you know, they did a, there was another focus group of Latinos that said Biden won. Mm-hmm. I mean, I, you know, and I don't think there's a universe in which you could say Biden won. No. I think if we're being honest, but, you know, I don't think it behooves us to panic. I mean, we were like Gavin Newsom. I agree with what he said. Mm-hmm. You know, he's had our back. We got to have his back now. There's only one mechanism, and that is if he decides. I've always said that if he decides to step down for whatever reason. But it's just all of this speculation and panic and you know, crisis mode. And it could be just one bad night, mm-hmm. you know? Like, Jody, I think the thing that struck me, you and I talked about this, it'd be different, Chris, if we didn't just see him 2 weeks ago. Yeah. He was sharp as a tack.
Right.
So obviously he was sick last night. Right. Like, we just saw him. It's not like this was years ago.
Yeah.
He was smart. He was funny. He was on it. Mm-hmm. We saw the White House Correspondents' Dinner. We saw the State of the Union. Mm-hmm. So last night was obviously an anomaly, and he obviously had nearly lost his voice. But it just, of course, it made him seem weak and old. And I think that... Jake and Dana were awful. All of it was awful. Yeah, the stutter was there in full force because he was tired.
You have to stop and think before you speak when you have a stutter.
And Donald Trump did not say one thing that was true. I just said to you, Jody, we wouldn't have time in our show.
Memo that the Biden campaign
This is 50. Just 50 documented lies. Like, it's, Biden said after the debate, it's hard to debate a liar. You know, like,
Obama knows that.
And also, like, I've never seen a debate, though, where there's not one fact check from the moderators. He didn't answer one question. He didn't say one thing that was true. So where do you even start? And most of them were so, this is a lifelong practice liar. So he's so
good at it.
I suppose, like, if you're an idiot.
He's a timeshare salesman. He says anything to get the sale, if it's a lie.
Nancy Pelosi, she's on tape. Her daughter said that she said she's responsible. I said she turned down the National Guard. Oh, my God. He keeps repeating it. And they destroyed the January 6th. They destroyed all of the evidence. Like, but Biden didn't fact check any of that. Like, I get it that he can't do all of it.
Right.
Because, you know, the moderators were zero help. Trump didn't answer, I don't think, any of the questions.
Well, going into it, we knew that the moderators were going to be zero help because CNN announced that there was going to be no live fact-checking. So the Biden campaign should have adjusted for that, and Biden should have prepared for that.
Oh, my God. The abortion after birth. I mean, just the same lies over and over. And, I mean, I can't even... I wouldn't even have time to read this whole... Daniel Dale... Oh, God. Poor Daniel Dale. Is he still alive? I'm more worried about him than Biden.
Hey, he's had still time and the internet to fact-check.
He is still fact-checking as we speak.
I asked Jody, I'm like, did you get that sound? She's like, well, it's really long. It's longer than the debate. the amount of Trump lies. Mehdi Hassan said, my feed is divided between one half saying this was a disaster and when will the Dems replace him, and the other half saying, well, Fetterman won after a bad debate and it was a bad night for Trump on abortion and denying sex with a porn star. Both things can be true, folks. How about that? I didn't have sex with a porn star.
While he was nodding yes while the president was saying what he said.
On Earth One, shouldn't one of the questions be, you have just been convicted of 34 felonies. You famously said Hillary shouldn't be allowed to run because she was being investigated.
Yep.
Shouldn't you step down? I mean, the fact that the story before last night was should Biden step down, and then people immediately saying after the debate, and not one question, should the felon? Speaking of Fetterman, wait a minute. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, and Fetterman had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
But again, there's plenty of... Obama did totally bite it in that first
debate.
He sure did.
Romney.
Totally,
and there's, you know, I can't remember all the other examples. Reagan, speaking of age, after his first debate, people were like, ugh, he's done. He said, I refuse to join the Democratic vultures on Biden's shoulder after the debate. No one knows more than me that a rough debate is not the sum total of the person and their record. Morning after thermonuclear beatdowns from my race from the debate and polling geniuses like 538 predicted that I would lose by two. What happened? The only seat to flip, I won by a historic margin of plus five. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do think. It is like, yes, it was a gut punch. Should we breathe? And, you know, and it is interesting, just some of these. First of all, I don't get undecided polls, but okay.
I don't either. How can you be undecided
voters at this
point?
What's that famous thing about if you're asked on the plane, do you want the chicken or the, you know,
shards of glass.
Pile of, yeah, dog poo with glass in it and asking, well, how's the chicken cooked? It's
exactly.
I don't.
It's exactly what it is at this point.
Chris tweeted, not you. Oh. Every pundit melting down about Biden having a bad debate performance should really be focused on the fact that the convicted guy facing many more felony charges did not deny the last coup effort and suggested he do it again. Why should he not step down? I mean, he said it out loud. Like, yes, I got away with the first coup, so I'm going to do another one. Mm-hmm. And when he says, like, will you accept it? Oh, if it's free and fair. You mean if you win.
Right.
You will only accept it if you win.
Right.
That's what, I mean, it's just, okay. That seems like maybe it could be a bigger headline, but okay.
Oh, no, no, no. They're not going to do a proper headline.
Should we, should we start with fact-checking?
The New York Times didn't even say, the New York Times headline today didn't even say Trump lied. They just said falsehoods and You know, and it's like,
that's part for the course of the New York Times.
Yeah, they need to start using the proper word.
I don't know that they're going to.
They don't want to.
Bud and Clyde have had it with
the pundits. Yeah, what's going on up there? Is the man who's trying to kill you?
Yeah, I mean, Frank Conniff said, any reading of history tells us the first Romney-Obama debate clinched the election for Romney, and Lloyd Benson's You're No Jack Kennedy line got Dukakis into the White House. There is a reason pundits make such a big deal about debates. They don't read. And so we'll have to see how this plays with regular voters, as you were saying. Biden had, the biggest fundraising ever.
Yeah.
I mean, I do feel like we got to have his back no matter what, you know? And if it's his choice, then we got to get 1,000% behind whoever it is. But I just think, you know, that again, we're
is.
A party, you know, whoever we nominate, if Biden decides to step down, aside. That is the only mechanism.
Saying
Biden would have to decide. It's
right,
not anybody.
Right.
I don't know, all these scenarios, like, there's not a mechanism to do this at this point. And it's.
Who was it on MSNBC last night who was working out the numbers to see how it would, how it could be done at the convention?
Yeah, they'd have to pick a name, and then they'd have to put it to the first vote
right.
to see if they're willing to vote for that
person.
Yeah, and so
the fact that that is even being discussed is a little
by pundits. By pundits.
Well, by pundits who have been on the inside.
I mean, I think, I said to Jody, I think part of this is, again, it's a combination of Biden being old, having a very bad debate, right? You know, that we are facing an existential threat to the world in Donald Trump, and Democrats being prone to panic and bedwetting and hand-wringing and already and circular firing squads. So I think we're in this perfect storm right now.
Well,
but Rachel Maddow just quickly said, that's a fantasy, saying that, you know, you either need to right the ship or do the thing that's not going to happen, which is to replace them on the ticket. I mean, I don't think that's an option. But the fact that people are talking about it, if it's not an option, only seeks to further weaken the perception, weaken the standing of President Biden. The question is whether you're hearing that it is an option. So Nicole Wallace said, I spoke to an election lawyer. It is legal. And the way it happens is Joe Biden releases his delegates ahead of the convention.
Like Hillary did.
And you can't do it on the first vote.
Like Hillary did for Obama. Remember when she released her delegates to Obama?
So, but I think on the second vote, they can go somewhere else. So it is legal. It's possible. I think when people say it won't happen is because they think Joe Biden would never do it for the reasons Joy has already articulated. He's the only person who beat Trump, and he believes, and he has some reason to believe this, that he's the only one who can. I just think, like, again, we should take like a second, because it was a bad debate, and that is, it's not like this is the first time that's happened.
I'm not sure that we can, you know, take much more than a second, though, because if something is going to happen, if something were to happen and Biden were to release his delegates, that needs to be done sooner rather than later. It needs to be done, I think, even before the convention.
Yeah.
So that people have a chance to get a campaign off the ground, you know.
You mean, Kamala Harris?
People also have made the point. This is not the first time Joe Biden has been down in his life.
Yeah.
And it's not the first time that he's been counted out. We can count a million headlines. This one, Matt tweeted, if you haven't been watching the Univision
That's a big
group of undecided Latino voters, nearly every single undecided voter said they now support Biden, not Trump. Latinos were watching and listening, and Trump sounded like a crazy liar. Someone retweeted it. Meanwhile, undecided Latino voters went with Biden. And again, these are just little snapshots here and there, and we're going to see how it all, you know, shakes out. But anyway, it was, you know, particularly for those of us that love Biden, it was stomach-churning, you know.
It was stomach-churning because you knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Not what he said. What he said was substantive. It was how he said it. And everybody pounces on how he said it and not what he said. And that's the problem.
Yeah. What do they always say? Strong and wrong. People
that's
like strong and wrong rather
and
than
stupid.
Unfortunately, you can't divorce one from the other. You know, in politics, you can't divorce one from the other. You can have the best message, but if you don't say the message well, then it's not going to resonate with people. That's just the reality.
Yeah. Kurt in Akron said, good morning, stunned Democrats. I listened to the debate a second time. If you listen again, yes, the voice is scratchy, but the answers were more solid from President Biden. Yes, there are flubs, but the issue is vocal tone. The answers from Biden were, they were. It's not like, because you're right, because he did fact check some. And
absolutely.
He did say, he did make some really good points, but you're right, it was just, ugh. I mean, I was saying to Jody, like, you know, they said, like, FDR, if it was in the age of television, he was in a wheelchair. He was dying. He didn't even live a year into his term, right?
Yeah.
So, like, Taft in the television age would never have gotten elected. So it just, I was saying, even his stupid orange face, it just, you know, on TV, it made Biden look more ghostly and sort of,
And I questioned why was Joe Biden on the right and not on the left? Because last time...
Yeah.
Donald was on the left.
Made him look like he was looking.
I think there was a coin flip. And
and he picked
that.
And also then that made Trump be able to go last,
right.
Which was another, I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Because you know he's going to lie. You know it's just going to be the last stream of lies that's not countered.
Yeah. There was nothing that was accidental last night. Everything was.
No, crazy. It kills me that, you know, we're in this TV age where he is, I think he is a great president and a great man, maybe one of the greatest presidents we've ever had. And you've got this convicted criminal calling him a criminal, calling Biden a criminal, calling him the biggest liar ever. I mean, it just was 1,000% gaslighting, right? I mean, it just, I don't even know what, you know, what else does, I'm late now. Okay.
Yeah, holy cow.
And my craw is not even like an eighth of the way empty.
No, it's not.
We can talk about it with Glenn Kirshner coming up.
Anyway, I think he is a great president and has had undisputably one of the greatest, you know, bunch of accomplishments ever. And that's what's just sad is people that aren't tuning in just look and go, he seems weak, you know, like because he's got a cold. It reminds me of when Hillary had a cold and they were like, oh, she's dying. I mean, it's okay. So let's just... I'll take my own advice and breathe.
Okay. Good.
And also
thanks.
Glenn Kirshner is coming
up. You don't need
you
passing out.
Okay. 22 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. Oh, the show pony. Show pony's going on the road. Chris LeBoy's got to get in posing shape.
Yeah, you're putting me out there all oiled up and shirtless.
I'm a flesh peddler.
What can
I say? Sex sells. Sizzle. Listen, Tony Horton knows P90X, remember? Right? P90X guy. He was bedridden. He got shingles. He lost muscle. Didn't know if he would live. He is now 65 looking and feeling amazing. He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that, helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise.
Burping it up?
Yes. A little bit of strawberry vanilla.
Oh, well.
Okay. It's available in whey and plant protein. One scoop supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com and type in fitness. Save 30% and get a 90-day guarantee. Mypowerlife.com or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you know? know Cesar Millan. He's the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog on Nat Geo and Disney+. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this guy knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving them to my own dogs, Bonnie and Clyde. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem younger, happier, friskier, kissier. I also like that it's not messy, easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Miller. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Photographs, paperwork, and stories about the LGBTQ plus movement in our state now being collected for the Wisconsin First Archive Project. It's a new effort to preserve and celebrate the history and national legacy of Wisconsin as the first state to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Organizers say providing this history in one place will improve awareness and keep these memories alive. The effort is being led by Our Lives Media, a Madison-based nonprofit which will offer a free online archive. It's a proud moment during this Pride Month to remember the fight for equal rights includes equality for all. I'm Terry Barr.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
A message from the...
Stephanie Miller.
She's crafty. She gets around. She's crafty. She's always down. She's crafty.
She's got it great.
She's crafty. And she's just my type.
She's crafty.
Yeah. Thank you, Tamalyn. She threaded. I'd like to share with you just how dangerous Donald J. Trump is to our country. He is so dangerous that everyone is talking about Joe's poor performance rather than the miles-long lies that Trump told or the fact that he didn't actually answer any questions. I would challenge you to tell me one true thing he said. Wajahat Ali said, just want to remind everyone, Trump refused to say he would accept the 2024 election results, said he would only accept them if they're fair and legal, which means no, because he hasn't accepted 2020 yet. There was a violent insurrection. Hopefully that convinced swing voters. So Seth Abramson had an interesting thread. He said... the CNN poll, let's start here. The second post-debate CNN poll further confirms my thread from last night. Over 80% told CNN this debate had no effect on their vote. What percent said it changed their vote in a pool CNN admits skewed Republican? 5%. The margin of error in the poll was 5.5%. The poll also revealed a change in viewers' opinions about President Biden. Whoa. So how far outside the margin of error was the change toward the negative in views of President Biden among this Republican-skewed respondent group? 0.5%. Immediately after presenting those results, CNN went to Chris Wallace, who explained how urgent it is that Biden end his campaign. How effed is the major media right now?
Yep.
Honestly, I'm almost done with it. I'm a retired journalism professor who devoutly believes in journalism. All right, 29 minutes after the hour, your thoughts, Glenn Kirshner, and more. Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin hunters will be able to take nearly 273,000 deer and another 245,000 bonus antlerless deer this year. The Natural Resources Board set this year's quotas yesterday. Deer hunting begins in Wisconsin in September with archery season. The traditional 9-day gun season is November 23rd through December 1st. A longtime Wisconsin teacher says student loan forgiveness is having a positive effect on education. John Havlicek of La Crosse says it's made home ownership affordable for many other teachers he knows.
That's $200, $300, $400, $500 a month would be freed up for folks to spend elsewhere. Something like a house.
Havlicek says new federal investments in infrastructure and clean energy are creating good-paying jobs. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Dane County has been awaiting a Buc-ee's, a legendary southern chain of travel centers, but now it's been delayed. Last year, the company announced its first Wisconsin location would be coming to DeForest, but the company and the city are at an impasse in discussions over who would pay for road improvements around that area. If they end up working it out, the site would have 120 gas pumps and it would create 200 new jobs. And getting to the end of June, we're wrapping up PTSD Awareness Month. Licensed clinical social worker Jenny Hansen says she's seeing more of it in young adults.
There's a level of like underlying, the world's not okay. There's war, there's climate change. Oh my God, all these things out of my control. That kind of causes a low level sort of distress.
If you or someone you love needs mental health help, you can start by talking to a primary care provider. But in mental health crisis, don't hesitate to call 988. That's why they're there. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms today. Our high 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25. A few thunderstorms tonight, 67. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, 83. Then on Sunday, sunshine with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Marquette pollster Charles Franklin
Let's talk about the dead heat here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
What we know is that when you look at the two sides of the ledger, what we had in Joe Biden is someone who wanted to have a debate based on facts, based on truth. And in Donald Trump, we had what we have come to expect, which is someone who is going to push lies and distract from the reality of the damage he has created and continues to create in our country. When I think about the significance of the substance of what is before us in November in 130 days, we are looking at a president in Joe Biden who has done historic work, whether it be on addressing the infrastructure issue in America. Donald Trump, remember, kept talking every week was going to be an infrastructure week. It never happened.
Thank you, Vice President Kamala Harris. She was great last night. Gavin Newsom was great. Bill Madden said, this is the worst presidential debate I've ever seen. Jake Tapper and Dana Bash are absolutely useless. Kasim Rashid said, Jake Tapper and Dana Bash should never be allowed to moderate a presidential debate again. Zero fact checks, multiple lies embedded in their questions, zero awareness of the struggles of the American people. Democracy suffered a devastating blow tonight. Yeah, I was saying, Jody, the way the questions were even framed, on immigration, on the economy.
Asking about Hunter.
Right. I mean,
not his felonies.
It took an hour, right, for it to come up that he is a convicted felon.
Yeah.
And that we're not all taking crazy pills, right? And Biden had to bring it up, mm-hmm. right? There was no question of you have just been convicted of 34 felonies. You famously said Hillary Clinton should, not yep. be running. Don't you think you should step down? There was no question. I mean, it was okay. My mummy has a rumbly tumbly. If ever there was a moment for the getting of the Glenn Kirshner, it's now. Thank God, former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner! Glenn
Kirshner! Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner!
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed
Glenn Kirshner. We got the Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Daddy, hold me. Good morning, Glenn Kirshner.
Good morning, Steph.
You know, I have to say, I'm proud of our side, too, though. You didn't see lying and spinning. Even the vice president said this was not a great start. You know, people said this was not a great night. He had a bad night. So the question is, now what? Right. I was saying, we're in a perfect storm where it's a party prone to panic and, bedwetting and hand wringing. Right. Combined with that, the president had a really off night. So what were your thoughts last night?
So what did we learn from last night? Well, I don't think we learned that much. Donnie, the aspiring dictator, lied with every rancid breath he took.
Yep.
Joe Biden, the president of the United States, his communication skills have suffered with age. But that doesn't mean he can't govern. Governing yeah. isn't talking. Governing is doing. And if there's one thing Joe Biden knows how to do, it is do. He yeah. has proved that time and time again,
yeah.
and he's never been an effective communicator, and he's a less effective communicator now, but let me just say with a hat tip to Jimmy Kimmel,
yeah.
he said, just because Alfred is getting a little old to tend to the Bat Cave by himself doesn't mean you replace him with the Joker.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's exactly it. It is, as we were saying, he clearly had a cold. He clearly was sick. Again, you coulda, shoulda, woulda, but he clearly was losing his voice, was one of the biggest, problems, I think, in terms of style, right? But you're right on substance. I think, like you and I've talked over and over again, this is where Donald Trump is now not in the courtroom again and is able to just lie and lie. He did not, Glenn, say one thing that was true. I mean, let's start with, I didn't have sex with a porn star. I mean, Nancy Pelosi admitted that January 6th was her fault. What a January 6th committee destroyed all the evidence. I mean, I just on and on. Where do you even start? The Democrats kill babies after they're born. I mean, I don't even know where you start. Do you?
No, and I don't think Donald Trump won any new voters because Joe Biden stumbled. I don't.
Yeah.
But the big question now is, what are we going to do about it? I mean, one thing we're not going to do is lie, dissemble, ignore the truth that President Biden, one, was never a strong communicator, and two, his communication skills are not what they used to
Glenn,
be.
Glenn, Jody and I just saw him 2 weeks ago. He was great. He clearly was sick last night. He clearly had a cold. We saw him at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. We saw the State of the Union. So this clearly was an off night. And, you know, I think we should breathe, wait for everything to settle. But I think you're right. Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom and Pete Buttigieg, I think, are such great communicators. Obama, you know, who we just saw with President Biden. I think he was not great at articulating his own record. We all were screaming the fact checks on our TV, like, oh, my God, because I think, and again, I get that it's hard to combat that kind of stream of lies, but even just the biggest, most egregious ones. I mean, Chris tweeted, every pundit melting down about Biden having a bad debate performance should really be focused on the fact that the convicted guy facing more felony charges did not deny the last coup effort and suggested he do it again. Why should he not step down? I mean, That's not a reasonable question. Should the convicted felon who you know, is admitting that he's going to do it again, not step down?
Yeah, the questions that the moderators chose are just baffling to me.
Yeah.
I mean, we have somebody
infrastructure
who has
not mentioned all night, Glenn. I mean, sorry.
Yeah, and somebody who has demonstrated just a complete lawlessness, somebody who has demonstrated a determination to overthrow our democracy, somebody who is a 34-time convicted felon pending a potential prison term in 2 weeks and still facing three enormously consequential criminal prosecutions. Really, none of that was the topic of conversation or questioning, or much of it was not the topic of questioning. So the whole thing was kind of baffling. But listen, Joe Biden is not a talker and has never been a talker, but he's a doer. Look at everything he's accomplished, and I believe he will continue to accomplish.
Yeah. I mean, save this story. Just it goes to how important what Trump said last night was. An accused J6 insurrectionist is forming an armed militia, which he plans to use to combat quote-unquote civil unrest around the 2024 election. He's been held for 1,200 days awaiting trial. He attacked officers with a baseball bat. He's been using Telegram channels to amass a following. I mean, and this is the guy that incited it, telling Joe Biden he's a criminal and he should be ashamed of prosecuting the J6 defendants, and he's going to do it again. I mean, I think that you're right. The fact that even the questions were framed like we're living in a normal world and one of the guys isn't a convicted felon is part of what's wrong with the media, with why we're here, right?
Yeah, and the rule of law needs to assert itself and or be asserted by the men and women of law enforcement and our institutions of government, and continue to do everything it can to hold Donald Trump accountable for his crimes. I mean, we can't just let him, you know, slouch back into the Oval Office with democracy-ending crimes hanging over his head, going unlitigated, unresolved. It's a special kind of insanity, the place we're in the United States right now. We've abandoned common sense. We're going to let a convicted felon become commander in chief of the armed forces and further endanger our troops.
Yeah.
Why? Because every other country will say, wait a minute, a convicted felon is running America's military. You think other countries are going to abide by the Geneva Conventions or the laws of war and treat our prisoners, or God forbid, our civilians, you know, fairly, lawfully, when they know a convicted felon is in charge of our military?
By the way, Yeah, speaking of, Aaron Rupar said Trump seems to let slip in private conversation. Putin told him it was his dream to conquer Ukraine. I mean, him saying he'd solve the Ukraine thing means he will give Ukraine to Putin, as we all know. He will get out of NATO. This ludicrous, this wouldn't have happened. Ukraine wouldn't have happened. October 7th wouldn't have happened if I was president. Just so ludicrous. And again, like his, who was it? Who's the Beau Betts guy? Was talking about, Paul Rykoff said, the only way Trump will have that war with Putin settled quickly is if he surrenders Ukraine and probably America too, both of which are likely if he wins. He's so specific in his lying, right? It was his general, John Kelly, his chief of staff, who said that Trump made the suckers and losers. Trump's like, 19 people said, I didn't say it, 19 people. Only two people were there, and John Kelly has reaffirmed that he said it. Trump's guy. But it's just, he's so specific in his lies that you can see why, you know, he's been grifting all his life, right?
Yeah, and why a single member of the U.S. military would support Donald Trump after a comment like that, it's just head-scratching. I don't understand it. I served 6.5 years active duty in the U.S. Army, and to have a convicted felon as the person giving me my orders and directives, I'm sorry, I wouldn't stand for it.
Yeah. Yeah, Mehdi Hassan said, it's insane to me. CNN opened this debate with a bog-standard economy questions, and not by asking Trump, you're now a convicted felon on 34 felony charges and face another 54 charges. Should you not stand down from this race? I mean, it just the framing right from the top was, you know, blah, 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 economy, blah, 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 border. How come you're failing, yeah. Biden? Like, what? The framing of the questions was even, I thought, biased.
Well, it was a debate that was conducted as if there are two legitimate sides to treason, pro
Thank you.
And con, for and against. That's the way it was framed. And that does a disservice not only to the American people, but to the practice. I'm not here to beat up on other cable news networks or journalists, but I think it does a disservice to the practice of journalism when you pretend there are two sides to treason, which is what we saw last night.
Yeah, and we were saying, Daniel Dale, I think it was like a 9-minute fact check, because literally everything Trump said was a lie. But, you know, that's 2 hours later. Nobody saw that. You know, I mean, now while we're being depressed, let's talk about Judge Cannon. You just, you know, you write in your piece, there's a virtual mountain of evidence in the Florida case in favor of Cannon's removal. I can't ever understate how unusual it is for a federal court judge to decline to set a trial date. I mean, I think that's what's depressing this morning is that, you know, sitting here, you know, butt clenched Supreme Court immunity ruling, you know, or what's going to happen, you know, it just hoping on a wing and a prayer that Judge Cannon oversteps enough to get removed, you know, because otherwise, I don't know if she's that more of these people are working for Trump's campaign team or his defense team, but I guess both.
And if you read yesterday's ruling, her order from Judge Cannon, it's like we're in the legal upside down. I mean, I think experienced criminal practitioners, prosecutors, and defense attorneys will look at that and come away thinking that wasn't written by a judge. You know, it's actually law-free. There are almost no cases cited as precedent for all of this crazy garbage she's doing.
Yeah.
You know, and there was a real tell on page 7 for anybody scoring at home when she says, oh, I'm going to revisit the ruling that was entered by Chief Judge Beryl Howell in Washington, D.C., saying that you're darn right Donald Trump tried to use his lawyer in furtherance of a crime so he can't claim the attorney-client privilege, and instead the lawyer has to testify about and against Donald Trump in the grand jury about the crimes Trump tried to get his lawyer to commit. And Judge Cannon says, oh, I'm going to revisit that. I mean, that's obviously a devastating ruling to Donald Trump. And the reason she gave for revisiting it, she said, Jack Smith, you haven't given me any case that says I can't, and you can't stop me. Read page 7. That's essentially what she says without any authority, without any legal support. That's basically her claim. She has proven over and over again that her disqualification cup runneth over, and at some point, you know, maybe Jack Smith is waiting for some really bad appealable rulings, and then he throws the motion to recuse in the mix.
Yep. I still believe justice is coming. But, you know, even Judge Mershon, partially lifting Trump's gag order, he violated it 10 times. As you always say, anyone else would be in prison. It's just, I'm so tired of these two, you know, systems of justice where Trump just, and who knows what the Supreme Court's going to rule and when on immunity, right? I mean, we're just in the upside down.
And as bad as it made us feel that Judge Mershon lifted the gag order as it pertains to witnesses and jurors so Donald Trump can start running his mouth and endangering witnesses and jurors. Now, it made us all feel bad, but it was right on the law. And if it wasn't, I would say so.
Yeah.
But here's the silver lining for that one, Steph. You know he's going to start lashing out. He did a little bit of it last night. I did not have sex with a porn star. You know he's going to start lashing out at witnesses and maybe even jurors. And the good news is all of that becomes relevant at the time of his sentencing on July 11th because the prosecutors will argue, you know, the only time he can be restrained from endangering others is when the justice system restrains him. You know what the ultimate form of restraint is? Incarceration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what needs to happen to him come July 11th.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Wouldn't that be a lovely turn of events.
Would.
All right. All right. We're going to, you know what? We're going to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and I'm going to see you in Boston, my friend.
That's
by
right.
Boston Sexy Liberal. We're going to be back on the trail. All right. Love you,
Gunther. Better days ahead. Better days
That's
ahead.
Right.
Amen. Love you.
All right. Amen. Mwah.
Thanks
all
for
right.
you.
See 49 y'all. Minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by, oh boy, did I mean my morning kick this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Mommy's been up a lot of the night. Yeah. Okay. Strawberry lemonade. Yum, yum, yum.
That's the good stuff.
Here's those drinks that sound like a glass of peat moss.
Oh, those are gross.
Yeah. Strawberry lemonade, 10 supplements in one in here. It's it's like sprinkles on an ice cream cone. It tastes so good, you don't know you're getting all the good stuff. Sprinkles.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, it helps us nourish your body, support your gut health, boost your energy, and help you feel more youthful. There's everything's in there. Probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha. Whoa! I'm going on a 45-mile bike ride tomorrow. I mean, you know, I need to fuel up. I have it in both of my, I have two bike bottles, both full of with Morning Kick. I love it. It's been a game changer for me. Do it with Mama. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, type in the code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Unfreaking believable.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Visions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you hear that? Clop, 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 clop. That's the show pony getting ready to take his show muscles on the road. That's Chris LaVoy getting ready for the next.
It's all thanks to Power Life.
Right. Power Life High Impact Protein, created by Tony Horton, the P90X guy. You've heard the story, but Shingles, as you know, does not care.
Nope.
No, Shingles is the original bastard person.
Yep.
It's the OG bastard person.
Yep.
Okay. I didn't know if he's going to make it. Shingles is serious, man. He is now 65. He's feeling amazing. He looks better than ever. He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. If you're coming back from something, my friend was recovering from cancer and lost a lot of muscle mass, this gives you a boost, helps you build and maintain muscle even without exercise. I mean, we recommend exercise here at the Stephanie Miller Show.
We do.
We
but
like
I'm
just, it.
This is your little spotter buddy. Available in whey or plant protein, and you just one scoop a day, bam, supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. MyPowerLife.com, type in fitness to save 30%, and get a 90-day guarantee. You can go to MyPowerLife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Rick Stengel threads, a debate where one candidate flagrantly lies again and again without a mechanism for correction is not a debate.
Thank you.
Chris in Minnesota. Hello, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You've already made my point about Obama's first debate, but I want to add on if I can.
Yep.
Romney was a much stronger, much more credible candidate than the convicted felon. And Obama did turn it around. He did take Romney's lunch money in the second debate.
Yep. Yeah.
And then he went on to win the election, of course.
Yeah, and Biden's been
down. And I predict that the same thing will happen with Biden.
I hear you. And again, the point has been made. Biden's been through a lot worse than this. Yeah. He's been a lot more down than this, and he's come back. And you can read headline after headline where somebody has counted him out. Josh tweeted, one source, live tracking of the debate showed that Trump's support tanked when he said he wouldn't accept the results of the election. There were some good responses from Biden from Midwest swing voters. Trump's January 6th and Roe responses were also unpopular. That was the other thing. him like, oh, it's working out beautifully. Everybody wanted it. Everyone's really happy. About overturning Roe v. Wade? No. Are you kidding me? 70% of the country. It's working great. This is what everyone wanted. It's like, oh, my God. So, you know, I'm not sure that a solid wall of lies is going to play, you know, with all the swing voters. One more tweet. The fact that the so-called pundits are talking about Dropout Joe and the voters are talking about the black jobs line shows that the media is out of touch with the electorate.
Amen.
You, CNN. Yeah. We'll ask Frangela about
what
black jobs.
Think, yeah.
What are black jobs? Oh, God. 58 minutes after the hour, Fuglesang coming up as well.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here from the recombobulation area. And then we talk all things entertainment with OnMilwaukee.com's Matt Miller. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.